This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Vice President Kamala Harris accepted the Democratic nomination for president at the convention last night in Chicago with a warning about Donald Trump. The AP's Sagar Magani has this.
Donald Trump is an unserious man. But the consequences of putting Donald Trump back in the White House are extremely serious.
Harris says the nation has a precious and fleeting chance to move past bitterness and cynicism and unite on a new way forward.
None of us has to fail for all of us to succeed.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Donald Trump talked to Fox News after the vice president's speech and called it a lot of complaining. The vice president also vowed last night to work toward an end to the war in Gaza.
What has happened in Gaza over the past 10 months is devastating. So many innocent lives lost. Desperate, hungry people fleeing for safety over and over again. The scale of suffering is heartbreaking.
Vice President Harris last night. They're raising security at a NATO air base in Germany because of intelligence information about a potential threat. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has the latest on this story.
All staff not essential to missions have been sent home as a precaution. The Gelsenkirchen Air Base, near the border with the Netherlands, is where the Alliance's Airborne Warning and Control System, or AWACS, aircraft are based. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Here at home, some parts of the country are getting a break from that fierce heat, the Mid-Atlantic, for example, but they're still baking in the brutally hot weather in parts of Texas, among other areas. This is AP News. Did you notice a lot of women wearing white at the Democratic National Convention?
A sea of white filled the convention floor seats for the final night of the Democratic National Convention, with women clad in white suits, dresses, and other attire. White is the color of women's suffrage, the movement that culminated with American women securing the right to vote in 1920. Vice President Kamala Harris, in accepting the Democratic presidential nomination, becomes the first black woman and only the second woman overall to do so. Hillary Clinton donned a white suit when she accepted the Democratic Party's 2016 presidential nomination. And Geraldine Ferraro, the first female candidate for vice president, wore white when she accepted that nomination in 1984. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Afghanistan's Taliban rulers have issued a ban on women's voices and bare faces in public. The law is issued Wednesday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.